jetzt hier auf N3 anbieten. Im November kam der legendäre Bluesmusiker zu einigen wenigen Konzerten nach Deutschland. Wir zeigen Ihnen jetzt Höhepunkte seines Auftritts aus der Stadthalle Bremerhaven. Außerdem gibt es ein Interview mit dem Künstler und einen Rückblick auf B.B. King im Beat Club vor 25 Jahren.
Jeverpilz präsentiert B.B. King.
Thank you. First and only time of the evening. So how about it? Nice warm welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B. King. Ladies and gentlemen, B.B. King.
Thank you. chains of love. Tied my heart to you. Chains of love, baby, made me feel so blue. Now I'm your prisoner. Tell me, what are you going to do? Are you gonna love me? Are you gonna make me cry? Are you gonna love me, love me, love me, love me, baby? Are you gonna make me cry? Because these chains of blues are gonna hunt me until the day. If you're gonna leave me, leave me, leave me, leave me, baby. Baby, please, set me free. I can't stay here with these chains of blues unless you stay on here with me.
I like the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I don't think a resurrection doesn't hit too well because we've been doing on an average of 300 days a year for a long time, much longer than 25 years. But the acknowledgement is yes, I think you're right.
Well, a resurrection of interest amongst audiences.
How can you say a resurrection of interest? It's never been as popular as it is today.
That's what I mean. It's now. It's at the height of its popularity.
Yes. But you used the word resurrection, and that's why I said what I did.
Why do you think this came?
Well, a lot of the young players, like Robert Cray, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jeff Healey, Joe Louis Walker, a lot of the young superstars have started to play. And this, to me, a beginning of interest that for people had never even thought about it before. At least they had heard blues but never heard it played as they play it, or some of them had heard about me and others like myself, but the new, I call them the new kids on the block, they're the ones I think that made a lot of difference, a lot of difference.
And working with bands like you too, for you, has had an...
For me, that's been a great, great big success, yes. I learned a lot from them, and of course I was introduced to many young people by you too, yes. That's definite.
And do you think that this is like a musical fashion, a thing that will blow over, or do you think the interest in blues will continue and keep on and people will finally realize that this is a very large part of culture that has to be kept the way it is and that has to be...
Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby did it. It hasn't left. They've been doing it. It's been doing it ever since that time, so why not? I think it's a continuous thing. I think it's continuous, not something that just happened when people of one ethnic group or people of one style of music joined another. It's happened through the years many, many times, many times. And I don't see why not.
Thank you. gonna find me
in Germany,
somewhere hanging around
Bremerhaven.
Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life, yes. All the people, just like you and me, everybody's dreaming, dreaming about their own used to be. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. They're saying, yeah, listen to the blues people. Listen to the way they're playing.
Thank you very much.
I don't remember where I was 25 nights ago.
Und aus Amerika zu uns gekommen, BB King mit Heartbreaker. Do it to me, baby, now.
Heartbreaker, don't you know? You know, she's a real heartbreaker, mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? Hold my hand, I get warm inside. Something happened to me I can't describe. She never talks serious about love or romance. She's the type of babe won't give your heart a chance. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? No one man ever enters her mind. She loved to flirt with maybe 8 or 9. She loved to go out and have a ball. She don't date one, she loved to date them all. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know? A mean man hater, don't you know? She's a real heartbreaker, mean man hater. She's a real heartbreaker, don't you know?
Generally, it's the people, not the record companies. The people that support it. If the people buy it, record companies will put it out. If the people don't support it, then they don't. But it's just like big bands. It's not practical in a lot of cases. What it costs to record a duet, or what it costs to bring people together like that. It has to be some interest in the audience. People that buy the records, people that support the concerts. They are the one dictates what happened. Of course, I think that a lot of the people love to see. I would like to think, though, that either of us have to have the other one to sell records. It does help.
It's not just records, though. Do you think that things still have to be done? I mean, like Willie Dixon had the Blues Foundation. Lots of things have happened to acknowledge the whole tradition of the music.
I think that has a lot to do with what, when you asked me a while ago about this acknowledgement of the blues. I think the blues societies around the world, we're finding a lot of them today. And, of course, like Willie Dixon, any society where people take interest is a big help. Country music was like that a few years ago. Now it's big, 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 big. Jazz was like that. It's big, 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 big. Rock and roll has always been since the beginning. So I think that's a big help. Any organization where there, it's an old saying, strength in numbers. Definitely.
What else do you think could be done?
Well, we are still not getting the exposure media-wise as I think we should. Blues is not played on radio. The percentage is so small. Musical TV, you rarely see blues, even by some of the giants like Robert Cray or the late Stevie Ray Vaughan. I hardly saw them on the music videos. Very rare. Nothing like I think they should have. So you continuously see rock and roll, soul, and rap, reggae, like that. In the U.S., you see on the black video mostly is rap, soul, not so much. Blues, hardly ever. Jazz, nothing like it should be, I think, personally. So I think that we're not getting exposure, but we are starting to get recognition that we never had before, so.
We're gonna make it. I know we will. Together, let's bring peace of mind. We can't be down all the time. I got your love. You know you got mine. We're gonna make it. Our house might be old, two rooms cold, but we're gonna make it. May have to eat beans every day. But we're gonna make it. I know we will. And if a job hard to find, we have to stand up well in our line. I got your love, and you know you got mine.
We're gonna make it, baby.
Personally, I think blues is a style of music that's generalized just blues, but it's many things to many people, not the same for everyone. For example, if I sing certain songs when I'm blue, I don't get bluer, I get happy. When I'm just singing, I don't get sad simply because I sing blues. And I think it's a lot of people are like that. So in the end, blues is sort of like an old saying I heard about beauty. It lies in the eyes of the beholder. So blues is for me one thing, for you something else. But I like to think of it, as they sometimes say, it's like a tonic. Something you take is good for whatever ails you. That's the best I know how to describe it.
Nicely put. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Good to us, thank you. We have one more. Oh, thank you.
do is wish you well.
Jever Pilz präsentierte BB King.